Did you guys have any other sort of like competitions, concerts, anything there other than just skiing?
Well, if you notice, the lodge faces the hill, and it's kind of a natural shell to sit around in and look. And we did have a couple concerts there at one time. We had a wonderful Jewish bartender, Marvin Klein. Now he's dead too. And he'd get wheel and deal and get people there, and we'd have concerts. People would sit on the hill and watch from the porch. And we had a porch at that time. I don't think it was as big as it is now. You know, there's a porch there now. Maybe it was. I can't remember. Oh, God. I am 80. Can't remember everything anymore. But, I remember this one group even got up and performed on the roof. Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I can't remember who the... What, can't remember all the... Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. What kind of genre of music did you have playing there? Was it like...
All the stuff that was the popular stuff at that time. And, but years ago we used to have speakers, which the city got tired of all, they called it noise. I loved the Swiss yodeling and the Austrian music. And now the stuff you listen to, as far as I'm concerned, is garbage music. But that's an 80-year-old screwball talking, you know. So
you guys had a lot of different performers and...
Yeah.
Okay.